Shea Porter, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, met with the commander and top union officials at the Portsmouth Navy Yard. Afterwards, she told reporters that she has some optimism that partisan budget wrangling could end and sequestration could be reversed.
I have great hope that the more that the members of Congress and people recognize the impact, the negative impact that this sequester will have on the nation's work, that they will reconsider it.
But she also concedes that sequestration could continue to impact federal employees, including the 5,000 Navy Yard workers.
If we were only to do this by cuts, if we only reduce the budget by cuts without bringing in any revenue, then the sequester will probably stay in place.
Shea Porter also says that work on the fire-damaged USS Miami submarine will continue because Defense Department funds to pay for the $450 million work were restored as part of the continuing resolution to keep the federal government operating. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood.